Narcotics, a silent threat. Spread of drug trafficking and its consumption has turned into a socio-political problem. It has been put on the UN agenda as an international crisis. Illegal trade of narcotics has a financial turnover of $400 billion per annum despite broad rhetoric to campaign against it. Today, there is no doubt for the most incredulous persons that the global powers, especially the United States, are behind the spread of narcotics in the world. The opium wars of modern era have exposed human beings to serious threats, and the drug trafficking cartels under the aegis of profiteering governments have plunged the world in corruption. Afghanistan is among the countries that have sustained severe harms due to cultivation of poppy. For three consecutive years, this country has been the biggest center of cultivation and production of narcotics in the world. Afghanistan produces 90% of the world opium. After the ouster of Taliban in 2001, this country has been the major supplier of narcotics in the world. There are many evidences and eyewitness accounts on the special link between the illegal drug trade and occupying forces deployed in the country, as current conditions provide a very lucrative market for giant dealers. Iranian speaker Ali Larijani, dismissing the claims of Western regimes for invasion of Afghanistan, said at the International Confab of Campaign Against Narcotics in Moscow, "Drug production has had a 45% hike after the occupation of the country by foreigners. Global drug trade, like other trades, either legal or illegal, is affected by political currents. In addition to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Myanmar, Colombia, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Jamaica, Laos, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, and Venezuela are among the centers detected for drug smuggling. However, Myanmar, together with Laos and Thailand, are considered the second producer of narcotics in the world. These three countries are dubbed as the Golden Triangle. Among major cartels of Myanmar was the one in which warlord Khun Sa was active. Khun Sa was the pseudonym of a drug ringleader whose Chinese name was Zhang Qifu. He used to supply three-quarters of the global heroin. In 1989, American authorities called him the Death Prince due to his importing of 1,000 tons of heroin to the U.S. He gave in to the government officials in 2006 until his death in 2007 led a very luxurious life. Colombia is another major producer of narcotics in the world. This country produces 290 tons of cocaine annually. After several bouts of unrest, the name of Pablo Emilio Escobar Gaviria became the nightmare of the Colombian people. During the 1980s and 1990s, this drug lord was so powerful that he took control of the cocaine market in his hand. His cartel was the smuggler of drugs to the U.S., Mexico, Dominican Republic, and other countries of the Americas. He supplied 80% of the cocaine smuggled into the U.S. To proceed in drug trafficking, he turned Colombia into the center of murder in the world. The Colombian Army's Special Forces, after several bouts of skirmishes, found his hideout on December 2, 1993. Escobar was shot down while fleeing the scene. His death sparked joy among people, but with the generation of fresh cartels, new nightmares encompassed Colombia. According to international figures, Mexico is the third host of drug cartels in the world. Sinaloa is one of the biggest drug cartels in Mexico, which is run by a certain Joaquin Guzman, or El Chapo. This drug lord, at the heyday of his power, was known as El Señor de los Cielos, meaning the Lord of Skies, due to using of Boeing 727 planes to transport narcotics to the U.S. Paul Lear Alexander is one of the famous Brazilian drug lords who got the pseudonym the Baron of Cocaine. He joined the spying apparatus of the Zionist regime of Israel, Mossad, to transfer drugs for Mossad and CIA. In early 1990s, he was detained in the United States and after 12 years of imprisonment, returned to Brazil, where he was sentenced to 42 years in prison on charges of drug smuggling. In 2011, he escaped to gather documents to be exonerated and never returned to prison. Many believe that he is living under the umbrella of Mossad in Tel Aviv. In this death trade, the share of the United States is no less than others. Ricky Donnell, or Rick Ross, was the American author who later on turned into one of the greatest smugglers in the U.S. and in the 1980s established the U.S. drug empire in Los Angeles. At first, he got familiar with a small cocaine distributing group. Then he worked as a vendor. Shortly after, he proved himself among them, and in 1980s, he was one of the top businessmen in the field. In spite of being young, Rick Ross would take 400 kilograms per week to the Western American market with $3 million revenue. In 1996, while trying to sell 100 kilograms of cocaine to a drug campaign operative, he was sentenced to life in prison but was released in 2009 after disclosure of his link with the CIA. He has never been heard of later.